Blog Talk Radio.
Chapman. If you like apples, his other name was A.K.A. Johnny Appleseed. If you had to study the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock, T.S. Eliot, who was born in St. Louis but decided to become an Englishman, and he was a famous poet and writer. A great German theologian, Lutheran, Martin Heidegger, his birthday. A great Alsatian French composer, a conductor of the Boston Symphony, Charles Munch, born today. Remember Rhapsody in Blue and Porgy and Bess? This is George Gershwin's birthday. And one of the popes, Paul VI, his birthday. The head of one of the mafia families in New York, Albert Anastasia. For you exercise folks, Jack LaLanne. For the singers, Julie London. And Patrick O'Neill, who's one of the these actors who are from Nebraska. We had quite a few. But from Henry Fonda from Omaha, Patrick O'Neill. And there was another one, I forgot his name. Then one of the greatest German tenor singers. He got drunk one night and slipped on the top of the staircase, fell down and broke his neck and died. Fritz Wunderlich. He was only about 36, but his great recordings, especially of the German operas. Among the deaths today, Daniel Boone, Lefcardo Hearn, Bessie Smith, he was a black blues singer, lesbian. Anna Magnani, she starred in some of the post-World War II Italian films. And the famous Italian writer, Albert Moravia. Among the events today, in 1687, there was a war in Greece, and the Parthenon was destroyed and was reconstructed, one of the greatest pieces of Greek architecture. And in 1784, on this date, Thomas Jefferson was appointed Secretary of State, and the first Chief Justice of the United States was not John Marshall, but John Jay, who also was one of the justices and judges who did not go to law school. And, you know, you don't have to go to law school to learn law. This is one of those legal fictions. And on this day in 1892, John Philip Sousa's band made a debut. On this day in 1918, the biggest single naval naval disaster involving a U.S. Coast Guard cutter, and also involved 10 Royal Navy sailors, one Army captain who was on board, and four U.S. Navy sailors. The USS Tampa was torpedoed by a German submarine. In 1914, we jumped ahead of there, the Federal Trade Commission was set up. 1934, one of the first of the British new liners, Queen Mary, was launched. 1957, Dag Hammarskjöld was gay. He was appointed the head of the United Nations, and he was killed in the Congo when they had that uprising, civil war after the Belgians got out. And on this day, and we'll play this tape Friday, this was the first of the Nixon-Kennedy debates, and of course people are looking forward and to the Kennedy, the Romney-Obama day debates, and it should be very interesting. And also talking about talking, in 1960, the longest speech ever was given at the UN by Fidel Castro. This rant went on for 4 hours and 29 minutes. And in 1986, another man was appointed Chief Justice, William Rehnquist from Arizona, who was also had served as U.S. Attorney General in the, one of the Reagan cabinets. And he was also from Arizona, and also during his U.S. Supreme Court administration, for some reason, Stephen Nery, U.S. Navy sailors, filing was altered. And, of course, we don't know how many other filings have been tampered with by clerks and staff attorneys up there at the U.S. Supreme Court and also at the lower courts. There have been similar scandals of tampering with cases in the Ninth Circuit in the Seattle branch of the Ninth Circuit federal courts. So we'll get into that another day. So we are going to, unfortunately, we can't play the tape that we did of the of Jim, the descendant of one of the major founders of American labor movement. For some reason, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk and Skype, but we can't access our audio tapes. So we are going to end now. I'm sorry. And so hopefully we'll have this fixed by Friday, and then we will replay those tapes. So we'll be back Friday at 4 o'clock, and hopefully we'll get this situation corrected. So unfortunately, I can't do any audio. So go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. We are doing the expose on vote fraud, and vote fraud doesn't start only on polling day, on election day. It starts long before that. It involves non-citizens who are registering and voting absentee. It involves absentee ballot fraud. It involves, this is what we've discovered, California's against voter fraud. It involves people in old age homes who are alleged to be filling out absentee ballots for senior citizens or too unable to do so for themselves. It involves people forging absentee ballot ballots, and I have seen this myself when I was in the voter registration San Francisco office. It involves registering people at the jails and prisons, which is illegal. A jail and a prison cannot be used as an address for voting. And the only way you can get around that is if you are detained in a jail. You wouldn't be detained in a prison. And you have not been convicted, but you can vote in the county from where you're from. So if you're detained in a San Francisco County jail, but you're from Fresno County, and you haven't been convicted of anything, you haven't been tried and convicted, you can request an absentee ballot from Fresno County, but not from San Francisco County. But this is what's been going on. I've seen this happen. Also, there are people who are voting out of who have voted out of foreign consulates, using them for addresses for registration and voting. People are voting out of office buildings. We've seen that. We even had a San Francisco cop who used the San Francisco County Jail as his address, and we also had a bail bondsman across the street from the city jail who was a Republican. He was voting as and he lived in San Mateo County, but had his office and was voting and registered to vote and voting in San Francisco County. So these are some of the scandals, plus all these left-wing politicians and public officials who were registered to vote at addresses where they didn't live, and in one case, a couple of cases, in counties in which they didn't live. So we have that all documented with paper and the houses and the documents, and we will have that up on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas YouTube. So we'll be back Friday. I can't do anything with the audio, and we'll be back at 4 p.m. Hopefully we'll have this fixed. This is Peter Paul Brazola. Good night. I'm sorry about this.